of Talk Black to Me Radio Podcast. I am your brother, Ja Ali, and I am here today on this episode, like I am with your girl.
Hello.
World's greatest co-host. And we are joined on this episode,
The infamous. Yes.
The world renowned.
Uh-huh.
The often heard of, seldom seen.
That's right.
Mr. Catch Me If You Can. The man behind most of the sounds, and especially our theme song.
That's right. Awesome theme song. I love it.
Spit that fire. Marco Vegas.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. Good deal. Everybody's kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Sound quality's good on everybody's side.
Right.
Vegas, man, it's a wonderful pleasure, man, and an opportunity to have you on the show. You know, or back, mm-hmm. or at home, or however you want to slice it. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you show up, it's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always a pleasure to be back.
Now, the reason that we're doing this particular episode is because of the fact that we spoke earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke about unconditional love. Right?
That's correct.
And you still stand behind that.
I stand behind it. I stand behind it. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Look, let's just see what you let the listeners know. Bring us up to speed.
Okay. So here's the thing. I personally don't believe that unconditional love is a real thing. That's a figment of imagination. You know, it allows us to perpetuate the fairy tale situation, which doesn't exist. Nothing about this is a fairy tale, man. Unconditional love, it just doesn't exist, man. If you look at any situation, there will always be conditions. If I'm, you know, in a relationship with a woman or anything, and she says that she loves me unconditionally, and I turn around and say, okay, so what if I have sex with your mom? Oh, okay. Now there's gonna have a look on her face, even though she might. Well, I mean, that never happened. Well, you know what I mean? So, you can say, okay, that never happened, but that doesn't, you know, that's not guaranteed. So you just confirm that I did. If I had sex with your mom, then this thing is over. Condition. The condition.
Okay. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows that basically we, regardless of what your religious stability is, and L, you can jump in here at any point, we all believe that there's a higher power, whatever you call them, right? Now, this is just one second.
Okay.
This is just one portion.
Okay.
God or that higher power. They don't love us unconditionally. Whatever you call your the ancestors, the spiritual being, whatever you call them, you know what I'm saying? They don't love you unconditionally.
Now, in regards to what I'm saying, when we're speaking in terms of a higher.
I'm lining that up to be able to bring another point. So that's not the actual point that I'm leading up to. That's not the point, it's the point I'm leading up to.
No, I see your point. I see your point. And on that note, I want to put this in back, because right now we're going to sit here and we're going to say, okay, so what you're saying is that God doesn't love us unconditionally. So let's put this into perspective.
Okay.
You know, as far from a parent perspective, from a parent and child perspective, you see what I'm saying? Parents are they inclined to love their children. This doesn't mean that this child can't push the line so far that it changes the dynamic of this taboo for someone actually love that person per se. Like, okay, I acknowledge this person's existence as something that I created, something that I actually, you know, brought to existence, but it changes the whole, it changes the dynamic of the situation. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Like I said, I just threw that out there. Because there are levels of love, right?
Exactly.
There's level of love as in reference to. Now, okay, so we spoke about that outside love, that boom, 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 that you know what I'm saying, that out there love. Okay, now L would sit here and say that there is a mother's love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm, definitely so.
I don't believe that either.
It's supposed to be. Now meaning now, that there are people, there are mothers out there who don't care if their children eat. So I don't call them mothers. I call them that they just was an incubator and they burned a child,
a person out.
But mothers are, and fathers, supposed to have unconditional love for their children.
So, all right, what you just said was, did you hear that, Vegas? What she just said was supposed to, right, have unconditional
love. Right.
Okay. Right. But who loved Jeffrey Dahmer?
His parents.
Up until a certain point. Up until he started to call shame and disparage on the family. They exiled that motherfucker. Be real.
No, they did not. His mother still loved him. His mother still loved him. I still love my cousin, even though he shot and killed his girlfriend, who was my good friend. You know what I'm saying? I still love my cousin. I still talk to my cousin in prison. I love him.
So you're saying that unconditional love is a real thing?
Yes, it is a real thing.
Unconditionally.
And unconditionally.
Okay, fine.
Unconditionally.
So, Vegas, you say unconditional love is BS. L, you say unconditional love is totally a true thing.
Okay, it's a true thing within, I say within family.
That's fine. That's fine. Well and good. Okay. Well and good. Go ahead.
No, I see your point, and I see what you're getting at, but I am going
to... No, I ain't got to my point yet. I'm leading up to my point.
Well, I wasn't talking to you when I said that.
Okay.
But let's just look at this and make it not such a far-fetched idea, because I want people to really grasp what I'm saying here. And then I also have another point after this.
Okay.
Here's what I mean when I say unconditional love. I gotta keep throwing the analogies at people for them to fully get what I'm saying. If you have a son, you see what I'm saying, or you have a daughter, and you saying you love this unconditionally and all this, I mean, this no matter what this child does, or when they become an adult, what this kid does, you just going to love them unconditionally. This means that the dynamic of this love never changes. If this child one day decides to shoot you in your leg, shoot you in your back, that changes the dynamic of the relationship. It just does. Anyone who says that unconditional love is a real thing, I really want, this was my other point, I really want you to understand, because my point is this: unconditional love is BS, and as just a unit, as a culture, we have to stop believing this, man, because unconditional love gets us tripped every single time. Anybody who believes in unconditional love, I promise you, they get shitted on a lot. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because I can do anything to you. You just don't love me. Nothing on this planet loves unconditionally as a dog. You can whoop a dog's ass all day, he gonna love you unconditionally.
And that is true. That is very, very true. But I am saying this. Look at the me.
listen to me. You can stomp at a dog. You can spit at him. You can tell him, go on now, get. And he's still going to love you and be loyal to you until the end of time. Yeah. That's the only animal on this planet that has unconditional love. With human beings and even godly figures, if a line, there's a specific line crossed, I love you up until this point. Once you cross that line, once you step on that line, it changes the dynamic of the relationship. It just changes it. And if we're going to speak it, if we speak it in terms of deities, you know, as far as gods and angels.
No. Before you go in. Before you do that, I was just lining up my portion. I wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't give
two. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? About anybody's belief. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Building my point, and I haven't gotten to my point yet. I'm just letting you and Elle expound on that. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
Right. But also, yeah. when we look at love, period, unconditional love, period.
Love, period, is bullshit.
Okay.
Love in a bag is bullshit. Let's be clear about that.
I agree.
Now, you can stack as much as you want to stack on top of an L. Love in a bag is bullshit. But that's just me.
Okay.
I mean, I agree on that. I do agree on that. And I know it's going to be some listeners. So let me kill this right now, because I know some of y'all sitting back and listen to this podcast like, oh, my God, who hurt you? I can assure you. Because you got to be real with them. I can assure you that this little understanding is not coming from a place of pain. It's not coming from a place of hurt. This is coming from a place of real introspection. Now, this is coming from a place of real introspection where I've literally sat down and evaluated human interaction as a whole.
Okay.
And come to this understanding
that humans are fake ass motherfuckers.
That both genders are full of shit equally.
Okay, look, here's where I was going with it, Vegas. Here's where I was going with it, L, you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I was going with it, right? If we're going to mm-hmm. say love, right,
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. unconditional love is a fallacy. It's not really real. And to put it quite plainly, Vegas, the way you said it is bullshit. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
We got one, two, three people online right now
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that feel equal or opposite ways about unconditional love.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Do we or do we not unconditionally love black people?
No.
You know what?
No, we don't.
Woo!
we don't.
Now you wake up.
No, we don't. How can we? There's no such thing as it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
I mean, how can we?
I see what you did. No, I didn't say it. Vegas the one said
Well, I asked the question.
And what we're doing, what I'm doing is I'm challenging his argument. Don't. Hey, Vegas, come on in, man.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Oh no, nah. I'm fully prepared. I'm fully prepared.
I want to
say this. And in response to that, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
I have a burning desire to see my people excel and to claim their rightful place as kings and queens on this planet, as the leaders that we are. However, there is a lie, and I must let you know, just keeping it 100 with you, which this is going to further prove my point that unconditional love is bullshit. I don't care what scale you put it on. If there was no other race on this planet, when we do step up and we take everything back, I can assure you that we will turn back to doing things the way that we done it right before they came and put us on actually brought us back over here, which was we was warring with each other over territory, over trade, between tribes. We still had our own internal situations going on. So no, that we don't have unconditional love for our own race. No one does. No one has unconditional love for our race, man, for their race. You got the Latin community beefing with other Latin communities. Dominicans don't get along with Puerto Ricans. I've seen it myself in front of my eye.
Yeah, those facts.
Europeans don't even get along with Europeans. You got the Napa Italians beefing with the Sicilians.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
That's facts.
You never hear of any type of interaction between Russians and anybody else, really. Germans, Chinese, any of that.
Well,
Koreans, you never hear of any interaction between Koreans, Vietnamese people, none of that. Nobody has unconditional love for their own race. Your own race can absolutely. There's a lie. Anytime we speaking on love, there is a lie. There is a lie.
Vegas,
if you come on right now, what was that?
Go ahead.
If you come home right now and Rollo foaming at the mouth, I mean, he's foaming at the mouth. As soon as you you see what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, that is not a valid.
Rollo, because Rollo is a part of your tribe. At this point, Rollo is a part of your tribe. He's a part of your people. Now, if you come through the door and Rollo is baring his teeth, growling and foaming at the mouth.
Rollo gotta go.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Boy, you all right? And then he rear back and try to bite you. Rollo got to go. How do I know this? Because I done had to go a couple times for doing it. You know what I'm saying? This is how I know. Nobody has unconditional love for just because.
What I think you're doing right now, Doc, is I think you confusing unconditional love with tough love.
Unconditional love and tough love are two totally different. I'm not misconstruing the point. I get your point. I see what you're saying. But my thing is this. Even when it comes down to your own race, no one has unconditional love, man. There's a line that's drawn. There is a line that's drawn to the point where you just go ahead, man, and don't come around here no more.
Hence, you get trailer trash.
Exactly.
And with that right there, man, I think we done pissed Elle off. I ain't heard nothing from her ass in about 5 good minutes.
She's just taking in everything I'm saying.
It pissed me off. It's just the point of saying this. And I just relate it to is people. It's just people. People aren't meant to be in each other's lives for unconditional love. I mean, my grandparents are married, have been married for 71 years. 71 years. And yes, my grandfather has cheated on my grandmother. But he stayed with her for 71 years and treated her like a queen, regardless of what he may did in the back.
In the streets.
Yes, in the streets.
Oh.
So basically, there's unconditional love, like you said, to a certain extent, because people were born in sin.
Okay, so are you changing your opinion now? Because it sounds like...
No, I'm saying that people do have unconditional love for people.
Right.
We may not have it for everybody.
You said to a certain extent. Now, if you said...
So we don't have it for everybody. That's what I'm saying, to a certain extent, for everybody.
Okay.
Unconditional love for my parents. If my son goes out there and kills up a whole school, I'm still going to be in the courtroom on his side.
That's different than what I'm saying. He didn't. He didn't cause any direct. He didn't inflict any direct pain that would push your threshold so far that it crossed the line. This is what I'm saying. He inflicted that pain on other people. If he came home and shot yourself, maimed you,
your ass.
But he still hurt.
If he came and maimed you, irreparable damage to your person. Wow. The dynamics of the love would change. You would have love for him, but the same love would not be there. Sure, you might still show up at court. Sure, you might try to get him some help or something like that. But the dynamics of the love has changed. Love is not unconditional. There is a condition for all of it. Now, my next question is, did your grandfather have outside children on your grandma?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
But Vegas, that was the thing back then, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
exactly. That was the norm. This is what I'm saying.
It was like, just take care of home. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Women didn't check men. Go ahead.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That was the norm at that point. Trust me, she had a specific threshold. Everybody has a line. And once you push that line, it's a dynamic of the situation. Even God has that line now. Even he does.
Okay.
Yeah, my daddy has riches and my mama. Still married
them. Still stayed with them. Okay. And on that, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's tall black to me, man. With your brother John Lee and your girl LL and our big homie, Mr. Vegas, Mr. Cashmere, if you can. Let's take a break right here. Come back. Because y'all getting it hot and heavy in here. But when we come back, Vegas, L, when we come back, let's dab a little bit and finish this up, right? And then make a smooth move right on into our next topic.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts in a second. Ding, ding, motherfucker. Let's get it cracking.
Testing. Testing.
One, we'll be right back. I know you had a long day and now you wanna talk back. And here with Ja Ali, we speaking nothing but facts.
Talk back to me now.
Back in here, bro. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful first portion of the show. See, Vegas, this is why we need to have you on the regular, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you bring that little extra something of don't give a fuckiness. In your opinion, right?
No, he broadens the mind. He's a very intelligent man.
I mean, yeah.
He's very intelligent. I love his mind.
Well, dig it. Before we move to the next one, anybody got anything else they want to wrap up? Vegas, I know you got thoughts just swimming in your head right now. L, I just saw you put gloves on, so you wasn't through. I mean, you sat over there for a whole 3-4 minutes and wasn't saying nothing, but all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
I'm just saying that.
I'm just going to let y'all spar it out.
I'm just saying that with the unconditional love, I do understand what Vegas is saying, and I do feel that two people have to love each other in agreement with the love. The love is, you won't do anything to hurt me, I won't do anything to hurt you. And once that is broken, then that's a problem.
But assholes come in all shapes.
Right, they do. They do. You know they do.
And they do asshole shit.
They do. They do. And you know, and like Marcus, I have been hurt. I have been. I have been vexed with people that guess. I have been. So basically, I know you're giving all the love, and then that person does not give you that love back. That stuff hurts.
That's correct. That's correct.
And it can turn into hatred.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that unconditional love means that once that specific connection is broke, that it has to turn into hatred. Sometimes it can just dissolve and become just this, you know, it can just become in a bit. But piggybacking off of what you said, which is a validation of my point, when you meet somebody, when y'all come together, there are certain terms and conditions that are agreed upon. There's an agreement made. Look, here's mm-hmm. my lie. This mm-hmm. is what I expect. This mm-hmm. is what I intend to deliver, you know, in return for what I expect. And once, here's the lie. These are the conditions. Now, once that is broken,
if I fuck your mama,
then all bets are off. If this becomes a Jerry Springer type scenario, all bets are off.
Right.
One of my conditions is and always has been, if at any point I got to put my hands on you, number one, if at any point where the police are getting involved for any reason, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah. That's it. I got to see the dough, or 9 times out of 10, you got to see the dough. You see what I'm saying? These are conditions. Unconditional love just does not, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
It doesn't exist. There will always be conditions. Human beings are based on agreements. That's all we have. And also, too, there are 7 billion. I understand you saying that human beings are designed to we thrive off of love. We just thrive off of that. But there are 7 billion people on this planet. If it doesn't work out with this person right, then you present those same agreements, those same terms and conditions to another party. Shout out to Steve Harvey, man. I see you on your 4th marriage now. I'm going to let you know right now, I still don't like you. Stop writing them. But, yeah.
Nice segue, I think.
That was smart. That was good. That was sharp right there. That was sharp. And that is true because even within a marriage, you have vows. Those vows are conditions. So
exactly.
If you're not with me for sickness and in health, then I can leave you.
So, L, are you changing your mind?
No, I said that there's unconditional love.
Damn, I didn't. But we picked a topic on this one. I didn't even know we was going to do it like this, man. We still got reparations to talk about, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We still got to whoop or not whoop your chun. You know what I'm saying? To talk about, man. Damn, this is an episode right here.
I know she trying to refute what I'm saying, but you saying stuff that keeps validating what I'm saying, even in your marriage vows. There are
conditions and everything.
Sickness and in health. Richer for poor. Till death do us part.
Right.
So come the close. Only way you get out this thing is if you die. If you cheat on me, it's over.
Yeah.
If I get sick and you just decide to bounce, you don't want to take care of me, you don't want to come to the hospital no more, it's over.
Right. It's over.
At least have the ball to pull the plug or something.
Shoot.
It's over. The conditions are in the bowels.
I think you're losing points right now. You gotta stop agreeing with him.
I wasn't trying to be against him in the beginning. It's just that I think that with family is more unconditional than...
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I have a whole adult sister right now, and I can assure you that I know her
mind. Some of them say I got a whole adult sister. Like you got a half an adult sister?
I mean, look, if she was below the age of 21, then she would be below half.
But I got a whole adult sister right now, and I can assure you I know her line just as well as she knows mine. Okay, if I do this right here, then little sis ain't gonna rock with me indefinitely. If I do this right here, then big bro ain't gonna rock with me too strong after that.
Oh, I understand. I have two a sister and a brother who will choose. If I sneeze the wrong way, then they don't speak for me for 3, 4, 5 months.
I don't know, Johnny.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Because I'm thinking right now, as we talking about it, you know what I'm saying? And this is really good. I love the content. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking right now, like, me and my brother, we've been up through there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my son, we've been up through there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen them do some... I mean, I've seen them do shit from questionable shit to just like, motherfucker, what the fuck was you thinking shit?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
And they see me do the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
But at the same point, I still count them motherfuckers as like, they're my go-tos. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Talk about the shit. And then if you ever around myself and my brother or myself and my son, when we start talking, mm-hmm. you will see that some of the shit that we talk about, that's like, that was just total disgraceful, distasteful. You ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you can almost see the person that the conversation is about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we telling this story that you did the boo 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 boom about. You can almost see them motherfuckers. Dropping their head or blushing in shame almost.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But, because I fucks with you,
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm calling you out on your you ain't shitness.
Right.
That's correct.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Even though you wasn't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I let you figure out your shitness.
Right. And that's that love. That's unconditional love.
So basically, you agree now, man.
I'm still sticking by what I'm saying because at no point did was the line ever put to a point of okay, now the dynamic of the relationship mm-hmm. has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a lot where the dynamics of the relationship mm-hmm. changes. You see what I'm saying?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Everybody okay. has. I don't care who it is.
So basically, what you're saying is like there's a unspoken rule of there's an unspoken law.
I don't think it's unspoken.
I believe that in order for love to be established between two people, both parties have to understand each other on a level where it doesn't have to be spoken. You see what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. what your conditions are.
Or a code.
Exactly.
An unspoken code. Right.
So if you my homeboy to the point where I call you my brother, then I should be able to then my girl should be able to be in the room and you know that's my girl and not up it and I just went to the store real quick and you not smash.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. I don't have to say that before I leave. Like, hey man, I'm about to run to the store. Don't hit my girl. I don't have to say that. You see what I'm saying? Cause we at a point in the dynamics of this relationship have gotten to the point where you my brother, which means that, you know, I hold a certain level of love for you in my heart the same way you do for me. You see what I'm saying? So if we had a bar or something, and me, the homie and my girl done went to the bar, and I'm about to run to the bathroom. Then in his mind, there's an automatic light switch that or a light bulb that goes off and say, okay, let me keep my eye on my boy girl. You see what I'm saying? Nah. Okay, let me go ahead and try to this my opportunity right here. I knew he gonna be enough about 10 minutes, and it's a line too. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. There is.
Well, if that happened, then you got a problem with both your boy and your girl. You need to just find you another fucking circle.
Exactly.
Because if there's if we
you just rolling with some shady ass motherfuckers, period.
And that's very true. So at any point that two people have love for each other, that means at this point they both know each other well enough to where they know what the other person's line is without it having to be spoken. Mm-hmm. So when you step on that line, it changes the dynamics of the situation. It changes the dynamics of the relationship. Totally.
All right. Well, Go ahead.
I mean, and this doesn't mean that it turns into hatred. This doesn't mean that you speak negatively on that person anytime somebody bring them up. Oh, I just don't rock with them.
Right.
I can get that.
You don't have to be with them.
This is one, and that goes even without relationships or even beyond relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it goes just unconditional love. However individuals feel about unconditional love, then, you know, maybe you think it's a cool thing. Maybe you think it's a real thing. Maybe you think it's just BS. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sway anybody either way. Just food for thought. You know what I'm saying? I mean, add it to the list of things that we've been lied to about. You see what I'm saying? Prime example. To spank and not spank your children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a whole nother thing. Now, I grew up in an age where if you funked up, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, Elle. Pretty sure you always been a good girl. I don't see you ever getting a whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Vegas,
for the most part.
Vegas, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you being a millennial, you know what I'm saying? You may have gotten time out or in a corner or you know, I don't know. But
you know what, man? I do gotta say this, man. I did get whoopings, and I appreciate every single last one I got. Man, I even got whoopings at school, man. You know, they were still paddling at my school, man. I got a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Did you disclose this information to your parents that you was getting beat at school?
I ain't let my dad know nothing about it until I was a grown up. But, you know, I mean, it's all good, you know. I'm living.
Stop.
Just another page of my rhyme book.
Well, there are those among us that will say, and you know, as the show goes, and as it always has gone,
mm-hmm.
we talk about any and everything, but we do it from a black perspective. Now, the black perspective of corporal punishment or ass whoopings or whooping your children, however you want to slice it, however you want to make it sound good, you know what I'm saying? People are saying now that it goes back to the days of slavery and intimidation mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. I don't know. Sometimes I see children in the stores and I look and I even say, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't give two shits. My children grown. You need your ass whooped. I would say it. You just need your ass whooped. Anyway, your mama over on aisle 5, you up here on, you down here on aisle 10. You know what I'm saying? And you just running up and down the aisle. This, you know what I'm saying? You know. So what do we do? Is it the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? Is it better to talk to your child? Is it better to give them time out? L, you being the only female and the only mother on the show, what say you?
I believe in spanking. I do believe in spanking. I did not spank my children as much as maybe I should have. But at the same time, I did other things. I did do the stand in the corner. I did do the counting. One time my son had a temper tantrum in the middle of the floor and I just stepped right on over him and told him, let me know when you finish, and walked away. Yes, I did. He was about 2.5 years old when he did that, and I, you know, nicely walked away from him.
Did you ever whoop or, I don't want to use the term beat, but I'm gonna use it. Did you ever whoop or beat your children? Right there at the point of the infraction. Right there where you fucked up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I believe in that. Right. Now, I believe in if you curse, I pop you in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell, oh, I don't see what's doing that.
Oh yeah, if you curse, I popped you right dead in your mouth.
So
it came out your mouth,
yeah.
Then that's where I hit you at.
So at the point that it came out their mouth,
mm-hmm.
That's when you went in their mouth.
Yeah, that's when I went in the mouth.
They would lock your black ass up for that shit.
Well, you know, I was popping even when they were inside of
don't
my stomach.
Don't you call it pop-pop?
Yeah, even when they were inside my stomach. I would, you know, they'll be doing things inside of my stomach, and I would be like, okay, you gotta stop this, and I'll feel it's their booty, and I'll pop their booty, you know, and they're like, hey, move.
Not only were you goddamn abusing yourself, but who the hell were you carrying, Cain and Abel? What the fuck?
They would be moving, I had boys. They would be moving like
yes. Cain and Abel.
Playing football or whatever inside of me or whatever. I don't know what he was doing.
So you believe in ass whoopings?
And he was a big, yes, I do.
And you don't
I
think do. That ass whoopings is the wrong way to go, nor is it a reflection of slavery, nor is
no.
it, you know what I'm saying?
I do think it came from slavery, but I do believe in it because it's discipline. I look at it as discipline. I look at it as letting the person know you should not do this. If you do this, you will have the corporal punishment of a spanking. So do not do it. So you have to relate it to, okay, if I do this, I'm going to get hit.
Right.
So basically for me,
yeah,
my last spanking,
right.
I was 10 years old.
Right.
Because I was like, this shit is for the bird. I'm just going to do what my mama say
so,
and not get hit. This stuff hurt.
But as a rule of thumb, where you fuck up, that's where you get fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's where you get fucked up. You don't know. I don't wait till we get home. Can't wait till we get home. No, we ain't wait till we get home. Right there in the grocery store.
Okay. Vegas, what you got, brother?
Yeah, man, I mean, listen, man, I don't, honestly, this is not something that I plan to employ with my future children, because I don't have any at this point, man, and the reason why I don't employ, you know what, I find myself a lot right now just thinking about, because I'm getting older, you know what I mean, so I find myself a lot right now just thinking about, okay, what type of parent do I see myself being, or what type of parent do I want to be, and this is not something that I personally will be, you know, using as a device on my children. I do, however, believe in establishing a certain level of communication where we can have an understanding. And if you just don't have to press my line, or if, you know, to a certain degree, then I'm going full on mental warfare. I don't have to put my hands on you. I'm going full on mental warfare. I've seen it be effective time and time again.
With the 2-year old.
Oh yes, sir.
You're gonna
warfare
with a 2-year old.
2-year old gonna win every time.
I will break you, sir. I will break you, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
8 months to 80 years old. Anyone can get it mentally. I play chess, baby. You ain't gonna do me. I'm not gonna let no child do me mentally. But see, this is where my certain level of understanding comes. See, when I talk to children, I like to gauge how tall this person is compared to me. I'm 6'2". And when I'm speaking to them, I level with them. Sometimes, you know, I got to squat down, and I like to speak directly to who they are as a person, because each child is not the same. And I feel like when we get to putting our hands on them, then we basically chopping them into little squares, each into the same type of block. You see what I'm saying?
Breaking down their molecules.
Exactly. I'm not trying. I don't want to take anything from you. I want to get an understanding. Okay, I'm speaking to who you are as an individual, and I'm letting you know what I expect and what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. See what I'm saying? And if you cross that line, then I will totally break you mentally.
I'm telling you, one of the most, as I stated, I caught many of ass whoopings growing up. But I can tell you one of the most pivotal punishments that I've ever listened. The mental warfare. My mama was all about mental warfare. I'm going to let you know that right now. If we had phone a friend right now, we could definitely do it, and she will vouch for this. One of the most pivotal punishments that I can think of that I ever received growing up did not involve AW at all. I forgot what it was that me and my brother did.
What's an AW?
Ass whooping.
That's what I ass whooping. Man, we don't censor this shit.
Right? Right? So I don't know what it was. I can't even remember at this point what it was that me and my brother did to deserve this. But I can assure you that we never done it again. We came home after doing whatever we did. I think somebody brought us home and told my mama what we had done. And this lady just had a look on her face like, okay. She didn't even have the somebody finna get beat look on her face. This is how we knew the level of pissivity that she was on. She told us to just go in our room, don't come out, right? So as we sitting there, we hear her call my sister into her room. She gave my sister and told my sister to go to the store and buy all of our favorite snacks and candy. And see, my sister, she knows what me and my brother's favorite snacks and candy was. So she goes to the store, and my mama told her, don't bring back no change. Use the whole 20 and buy all of their favorites and candy. So my sister comes back. She comes back with this big bag of all of our favorites. We thinking, boy, we done hit a lick today. We done went on here and did our little D. Now we finna get snacks on top. Boy, listen here. We think we done hit the best lick ever. We hear my mama. She come back. My sister give her the bag. She said, okay, you did good. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go sit in the hallway in front of their room and eat every last piece of it.
Did she get a tummy ache?
My sister got a stomach like her daddy. Iron stomach. Nothing will faze that stomach. If it's edible, it's gone. She sat there for a whole hour and a half eating every last piece of blow pop, zebra cakes, moon pie,
Bubblicious
bubblegum, fruit roller, chewies. She sat there and ate every last the airhead. She sat there and ate every Sour Patch Kid.
If they made it, had anything, it, fucking it up, huh?
It ain't even matter if they made it, if it was our favorite. She sat there and ate it in front of us, and the whole time my mom said, y'all better not close that door. And you better not close the room. We both sitting there crying like we getting the ass whooping of our lives. Only thing going on right now is my sister sitting in front of us eating candy. That's it. Mental
warfare,
man. I'm about that life. I'm about that one. I'm
mental,
not about to put my hands on you, though.
Mental warfare, ass whoopings, all that good stuff, man. This is the type of content that you get from Talk Black to Me. It's a radio podcast, man. I mean, just total real stuff. You know what I'm saying? L, why don't you go ahead and take the opportunity right now, Vegas? Man, we probably going to have to bring you back because I really want to hear your views on this reparations little bit that everybody's talking about, but nobody's really moving on. You know what I'm saying? You know, but while we got a moment, man, go ahead and plug yourself, bro. Go ahead and throw some good stuff out there. Definitely tell us what's in work for the Spot TV. We're waiting on that.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, like I always say, man, you know, it's M Vegas, man. Never
on schedule, but always on time. Look, man, you can get me anywhere. You can get me anywhere, man. On social media, you can get me on Facebook at Marcos Vega. I don't really be on there like that. Instagram, MVX Melodic, with a C at the end. And on Twitter, I'm definitely on Twitter more than anything else because I can air out all my bullshit. MVX Melodic with a...
Any country.
MVX Melodic with a...
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, MVS Melodic with a K at the end on Twitter. And yeah, man, it's always power to the people. You know, we about to do maintenance. We about to rock like crap when it came in. Everywhere I'm at. And it goes down, man. Oh yeah, and the Spot TV. I'm definitely working on that.
Bring that back, bro. That was the shit.
What was that?
Bring that back. That was the shit.
Power to the people. Yeah, we about to do maintenance. And you know,
no,
we
about
to
rock like
crap when it came in.
Now I'm talking about the Spot TV.
The Spot TV? Oh, yeah, man. My bad. I had to say that. I like saying that. That's my favorite. I had to say that again. The Spot TV definitely come back, man. I just got to get more. A nice little space, man, because and basically get my venues up. I like to have nice venues when I do it, man. You know, it just can't be average. If anybody who hasn't seen the Spot TV before, you could definitely YouTube it or just go to Facebook.com and research the Spot TV and see why the venues are so important. It's kind of like TRL and 106 and Park had a baby and the baby was on steroids. So yeah, we definitely bringing that back, man. As soon as we find some good venues to bring that back, man. And we always looking for guests. We'll have an email set up for anybody that's actually making power moves and definitely want to be a guest on there too as well.
Hey, look here, man. Definitely, when you start looking for a guest, man. I mean, let's incorporate Talk Black to me. You know what I'm saying? I Spot TV. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
doing nurturing. Always, can I plug always my glad EP? To work with you, bro.
Can I plug my EP too?
You plug whatever you need to plug, bro.
Okay,
you at home, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? One thing I need for you to do is when you're all said and done, I need you to also plug in, you know what I'm saying, your contribution to the show as well, this particular show. But yeah, go ahead, man. I mean, you at home, bro. You on the couch.
Yeah, man. I'm dropping my audio, EP called The Audio Mirage. I'm dropping that right before the winter time, and the reason why I'm dropping it for the winter time is because I'm going to keep it real with you. Fellas, this ain't for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay? It's just not.
Be clear.
I'm not dropping it for the fellas. Yeah. Just being all the way 100 is not for the fellas at all. That's why I drop it right before the winter time. The only reason I do see a guy copping the EP is if they just trying to set the vibe right. You know, it's one of those man, you know, a nice wine, a nice red wine, and a good little sativa joint for your whole situation.
So it's slow and mellow?
Oh, yeah, man, it's definitely, man, yeah, it's that, man. You know, bubble baths and a good glass of wine, man, that's what it is.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Something I would like.
Really?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I guess, I don't know. What... And your contribution to the show, bro. A lot of people don't know the contribution that you've made to the Talk Black to Me radio podcast show, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. The theme song, our theme song is awesome. I really appreciate you, Vegas, for doing that. I love it. It gets me started. I can just listen to it and I feel happy. You know, if I'm feeling sad, I listen to it and I feel so much better hearing that. You did an awesome job.
Take a moment, if you don't mind. Take a moment, man. I mean, maybe about 45 seconds, 30 to 45 seconds, and just talk about that experience of, you know what I'm saying?
Of making it.
Just talking about that experience. Well, making the intro track?
Yeah.
Oh, making the intro track was, I mean, you pretty much just... I got a call from Ja Ali, and, you know, he said he needed a good intro track and told me what he was looking for, and we pretty much just collaborated on the, a lot of people don't know that too, that my last project was actually executive produced by Ja Ali. So if you an artist out there, you need some advice and guidance, then you definitely want to get at this man, because he's definitely going to bring something groundbreaking to your project. But yeah, that's pretty much how that went. You know, you let me know what it was that you was looking for, and we took it in that direction, man, and it turned out great.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely.
It
we
it
definitely
turned out beautiful.
We definitely love it on yeah. this end, and I can attest to what Elle was saying. Truly, man. I mean, before that's like my pregame inspirational. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's like my when I know I'm about to record. You know what I'm saying? What I want to do right. is I want to hear that doom doom doom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shit just wakes me up and transform my mind, you know what I'm saying, into what I gotta do, let go.
Talk
right.
Talk
yeah, black. Right. Fact. You know what I'm saying? Showtime.
Yeah.
But so we appreciate that, man.
Oh yeah.
Anything else, bro? You good?
Man, I just spilled it all now.
Okay. Good deal. El, go ahead and let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, like you always do, how they can gonna get in touch with us, man. And
please go to our Facebook page, Talk Black to Me podcast on Facebook.
All right.
On Twitter, Talk Black to Me Media One. Email us,
right.
please.
Right.
Talk Black to Me at mail.com.
That's Talk Black TOME at
yes.
mail.com.
TOME at mail.com. And also, you can email moi, L.
You always want to throw yourself out there, huh? She looks for her husband, y'all. So
oh
yes.
my goodness. At l.tbtm@gmail.com.
Spell that one more time.
That is lelle.tbtm@gmail.com.
Damn,
man.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man, all y'all ladies send y'all a little, because I know y'all need that relationship advice, because when I be messing with a couple of y'all, man, y'all be having these stories, and I don't be having no type of answers, so y'all need to go ahead and submit those to Elle's email.
Yeah.
Get you some questions answered online, get you some questions answered live on air, because I can't keep running to y'all damaged like this, man.
That's right, we need to help them, that's right.
But we got, I mean, this is fam radio, man. Yes. This is fam radio. It's black talk radio at its finest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We need leave no stone unturned. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But we do it from a black perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Love it.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody cool with that?
That's right.
Black
oh,
talk
yeah.
radio, man. You know what I'm saying? The black show on your radio. Vegas, man, like I said, bro, it's always been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure having you on. I definitely want to have you back, bro, so that we can get into that reparations portion of the conversation. And see, we didn't get into that one, dude. I feel kind of
so
bad. Cause that was going to be heavy. You know what I'm saying?
But this was heavy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, say the best for last, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, man, it's all fam. It's all love.
That's right.
Yo, it's your boy, Jolly.
It's your girl, LL.
When with Mr. Catch Me If You Can.
And you do, you do know that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't even have a close out for this one, Vegas. Vegas, close the joint out, bro. You fam. Close it out.
Hey, man, listen, man. If you listening to this, then you already know. You've been tuned in to the livest podcast radio show ever, man. You got Jolly LL, the lady with a name so nice you got to say it twice, and me, your homeboy Vegas.
With that being said, man, it's been another episode of the Talk Black to Me Radio podcast, man. Peace.